Hello and welcome into the Sight and Sound Technology Podcast. My name is Stuart Lawler and this is episode number 85. Podcast at sightandsound.co.uk is that all-important email address if you'd like to get in touch with us. And thank you to everyone who downloads and subscribes to our podcast. Now, coming up today, if you've been following our social media over the last little while, or if you attended our recent webinar, you'll be familiar with the Braille Sense Emotion, the latest device from Selvus Healthcare in South Korea. I'm joined by Jenny Axler to tell us a little bit more. Stay right where you are. If you've been listening to our last podcast, you will have heard Stephanie Davies mention the Braille Emotion. We had a very successful webinar Wednesday recently with Jenny Axler from Selvus Healthcare talking all about the Braille Emotion, helping us to unpack it. And Jenny's back to kind of, I suppose, Jenny, there may be some people who haven't heard the webinar, but also maybe to delve a little bit more into a couple of things about the Emotion that came up at the session as well. So first of all, welcome back to the show.
Thanks. It's always great to be here.
Great to have you. I know you were at CSUN and we talked to Stephanie Davies last time when she was at CSUN. Did you enjoy it?
Oh, I always love CSUN. It's actually the first CSUN I've gotten to go to in a while. And I'd love to see what's going on in the industry and sort of actually deal directly with our customers who are using our products and, you know, find out what's good, what needs help. We also had a lot of meetings with international dealers. So it was a really great gathering place for all of those things to come together for me.
Okay. Sounds like it was very exciting. Some really great new products were unveiled at CSUN this year. But let's talk about what you guys have been doing. When we talked to you last, you were launching the Sense Player. It was a really busy time. Sounds like you've even been busier because as well as keeping the Sense Player going and Braille Sense 6, you were building a brand new display.
Yes. So we launched our Braille Emotion 40 this year at CSUN, which is, you could say that it's a follow-up to the Q Braille, but I don't know. Right now we're still selling both actually because they're really two different animals. The Emotion sort of heads a little bit more toward the note taker space. The keyboard is more traditional, so we don't have the hybrid thing going on. So for many people, it'll be a lot less complicated to set up. But we also modernized it a lot. We support HID USB. We also send the audio via a Bluetooth connection. So if you want to use your PC in your office, but you want to go on your couch and just use your Braille display, you can actually take the audio with you because you clearly don't want to be listening to that from the other room, probably. So anyway, there's that option. And as I mentioned, it sort of heads a little bit more toward the note taker space in that it has media and recording functions. It does have a full notepad, more like what the Braille Sense offers. It also has pretty much the exact same Daisy player, media player, and document reader that the Braille Sense 6 offers and the calculator. So a lot of people ask us, okay, so what's the difference? Well, of course, we don't have the organizer. There's no web browser. There's no email. There's no organizer functions, address manager, schedule manager, to-do list, database, none of that. We do have Wi-Fi, but generally all we're doing with that is upgrading. We will probably add book search and download. It's still not exactly what you would consider a Braille Sense to be. You can't install third-party apps. We don't have things like podcasts and web radio and probably several other things that I forgot. As I said, web browser, Google search, Wiki search. So there are a lot of things that it doesn't have. It is not a Braille Sense. But for those who are sort of not interested in some of those advanced functions, but want sort of a basic note taker and yet want access to all of their other devices, this does support 5 simultaneous Bluetooth connections as well as USB legacy and USB HID connections. So you can connect a lot of things. You're able to switch between your terminal mode and your standalone applications. You're able to switch among your connections very easily. So it's really a cool little workstation.
It sort of strikes me, and I've been talking to a couple of people about this in the last week or so, since we started talking about it here at Sight and Sound, that there's people who probably mightn't want a fully fledged Braille Sense, but who might want some of the power the Braille Sense 6 can offer, some of the applications, but also want a Braille display, that you've kind of created the best of both worlds for that type of person.
I think so, yes. I think a lot of times people want to be able to read Braille books and be able to have a text editor, possibly play media or listen to audiobooks and things like that. And as I said, you can even record. This does actually take USB and micro SD storage. So it is very powerful in terms of what it does, the basic note-taker functions, but it sort of is that basic note-taker. It doesn't really have the advanced functions. So I think you're exactly right. And there are some people that prefer to do a lot of their advanced functions on their phone or tablet or even their PC. And so this does kind of give them the best of both worlds. It doesn't make them completely reliant on their other devices, but it does make... It does sort of divide the tasks where you do have a lot of standalone functionality, but for some of these, you know, advanced applications and mainstream applications, you're probably going to rely on your external device.
Okay. You mentioned there a couple of minutes ago this HID USB. This is a new protocol. Yes. Can you maybe just explain to us what the difference is and maybe why people might want to use it?
Sure. So what the HID Braille display protocol does is make a Braille display a plug-and-play device. For most of you, you may remember back in the day when you would install a printer or an audio mixer or even some keyboards, you would have to install a USB driver. But in more recent times and in more recent versions of Windows, Android, and iOS, you generally connect these things and they just work because there are a lot more drivers built into the operating system and these protocols have become more universal. They've become plug and play. Now you plug and play many audio devices, you plug and play printers, you plug and play, I mean, there's many, many standards. So basically what the HID standard tries to do is the same thing for Braille so that you can just plug it in and your operating system automatically recognizes it and it just works. Now, one thing to remember is that the screen readers and operating systems are still somewhat in transition with this. The industry in general is still in transition. This has really only come to be a thing in about the last 5 years or so. I think they started it 5 or 6 years ago. So this is kind of still in process. And this is why we have both the USB legacy and the USB HID function. Because, for example, for JAWS for Windows, they have created so much fantastic built-in functionality with their Braille-in protocols and everything. You're still going to use the USB legacy connection with JAWS. However, iOS and Android both now will support HID USB, this plug-and-play standard. Mm. And what's fantastic about that is for someone who's deafblind or just doesn't want to go through the process of pairing, doesn't feel comfortable with that, they can actually just plug it in and unlock the phone and it just works. It's really fantastic. And that has really only come to be in the last few months or so for both operating systems that this has become... both mobile operating systems, I should say. I know that Narrator is working on this. NVDA also does support it. It is also supported on new MacBooks. So that's the other thing. New MacBooks, you're going to use the HID connection. Old MacBooks, you'll still use the legacy connection. But either way, VoiceOver has always been very forward in that way, and that you've always been able to just plug in a USB Braille display and it just pops right up. So now everything does that. For those of you who are familiar with the USB VoiceOver connections and how they've always worked, now, you know, pretty much everything does that except for some of these screen readers that are still developing it, like Narrator.
Okay. And you did mention JAWS there a couple of moments ago. One of the things I know you guys have been working on is some extensive rewriting of the JAWS commands. You've kind of, I think you've modernized or added some more key functions that are going to be present in JAWS shortly.
Yes, yes, we have updated the JAWS key map, and that should apply actually to all of our devices. We have changed a lot of functionality so that things like changing volume and speech rate and key echo actually match the same shortcuts that we use in BrailleSense. So for those that are familiar with those, it's going to be very familiar for you to change these things on a PC as well. The other thing that we have done is add, of course, the split view functionality and the Braille in functionality, which I know that people have been requesting for a very long time. So this is finally, I think, up to par and should benefit everyone who uses all of our devices.
Okay, and I see you've also got something that I've certainly loved on your products for a long time, Jenny, is the terminal clipboard. So just kind of write some notes on the device and then push them across to whatever you're connected to, which can be very useful sometimes.
Yes, so we have this new key on the Emotion called the center key. It's between .1 and .4. For those who haven't seen it, we have also brought the space bar below the Braille display, which I know has been a widely requested feature by some factions. So space and control and alt are now below the Braille display. And then between the .1 and .4 is the center key. In terminal mode, this center key invokes the terminal clipboard. So you type what you need to type, and when you press enter, it will then send that content directly to your connected device. So if you just want to be able to edit a little more succinctly, like you would edit in our notepad or, you know, something of that sort, you can do that.
Yeah, definitely. It's been a feature I've used for quite a long time, and I'm glad to see it there. It's a really interesting device, and people who want to get a look at it in the UK and here in Ireland, you'll have the opportunity to do that over the next couple of months as we start to bring it out and show it around. Jenny, thanks a million for joining us. I'm looking forward to future developments on the Emotion. I think we're only just starting to see the beginning. I know you and the guys have done a huge amount of work, so we really appreciate that. We appreciate all the support on our webinars, and thanks a million for coming on the podcast today.
Thanks again for having me.
Well, many thanks to Jenny Axler there. Always enjoy catching up with Jenny. And keep an eye on our website for release information about the Braille Emotion and promotional pricing. It's always important if you want to get that device into your hands. We will have some promotional pricing. Keep an eye on our website and social media. Lots more information to come in the very near future. Well, that's just about it for this episode of the show. We're back very soon. But until then, from Stuart Lawler and everybody at Sight and Sound Technology, thanks for listening, and talk to you soon. Bye bye.